And I'd like now to welcome Ben Swan back to the program. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and we have a special guest today, Frank Schober. He's a Major General, retired. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary-Charlotte. Always wonderful to see you. I'm very happy to be here today. Such a beautiful day.
Indeed it is.
Good to be here.
Thank you. So there is a new program which we have the honor of announcing today on the Radio Cafe involving veterans and animals.
That's right. We, you know, Frank and I have been talking for a couple of weeks now. He's having a really incredible event on Tuesday, November 12th, to just a veterans assembly. And that's just where people get together and just have a casual talk, veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan wars and others. And he wanted everybody to get together, and we were just talking about how important animals are in everybody's lives. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do something special for veterans? And so I talked with our adoption counselors and managers, and we've decided to waive the adoption fee for all animals, for veterans, for adult animals, and then offer a 50% off adoption fees for puppies, kittens, and our so-called shelter heroes. These are really highly desirable animals, like purebreds and things like that.
So that's a wonderful deal for veterans, whatever time and era you might be a veteran from.
Absolutely right. These fellows and some ladies, girls, come back from a combat zone, and they have difficulty sometimes. Sometimes they don't, but having a pet is often a trusted companion they need.
Have you seen that in action? People who are, for example, either post-traumatic or whatever kinds of hard times they're going through have healing experiences with animals?
Oh, yes. There's a program working out of Rio Rancho called Paws and Stripes, but that works after the veteran has been diagnosed. And these veterans were getting together on the 12th at the Dual Brewery in Santa Fe. We're not making any feeling that this is therapeutic or something for them. It's just a hangout. But if they feel they need a companion, Ben here has going to have a display of animals in his shelter that in the Santa Fe Humane Society shelter that are available for adoption. And thank you very much for what you're doing.
We're very happy to do it. It's just a great thing that we can do, and just to honor veterans, but also, you know, reinforce that idea that how healing, how happy animals can make you. I mean, you, Mary Charlotte, you know how when you come home and your cookies and milk.
Milk and Honey.
I know.
Are my dog's names, and Horatio. I call them the Tripartite Love Brigade.
Yeah, it's just, there's nothing better than having that animal connection, that bond, and that idea of having somebody there waiting for you no matter what your circumstances. So you get home, they're happy to see you. You go out, they're happy to see you. And it really gets people going, doesn't it, Frank?
One of our veterans told us that without his dog, he would have done away with himself, but his question was, who's going to take care of my dog?
Oh my goodness.
So that's often a factor that's important. I hope that thanks to the Santa Fe Humane Society, that this program goes, as they say, viral throughout the U.S.
Is this the first one?
No, I think there are a couple in the nation that have done it. I mean, if you think about it, shelters maybe haven't thought about it. I don't know. It's just an idea. When you think about, like, you know, how much veterans have done for us and how unique and special that, you know, those soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, the countless stories about how they rescue and help animals in those countries, those war-torn countries, and want to bring them home. And there are some programs where they allow them to bring those animals home to connect with the veterans and the soldiers.
It's always been against Army regulations for the troops to have dogs, but they have dogs. And the great thing about dogs, as mentions, is they're just totally reliable as friends, and that's what these guys need. And whether they have any symptoms or not, it's a big help. I would like to say one thing. 5 million, Ben tells me, animals, dogs are euthanized every year. We should do something about that.
Yep.
And that, you know, we have to just add something to that, is that that has actually dropped considerably in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be just, you know, just so high. And now we're making every effort to save every animal possible. And thanks to this program, you know, we hope that we'll get more homes for wonderful animals. And we have a lot of dogs and cats as well available.
And as we know, dogs are the most loving and forgiving humans. I think they're kind of Buddhas in a certain way. I'm not humans, they're animals, but they're like, to me, they're like little
Buddhas.
Loving, forgiving dog people.
We don't know what form Buddha came back in, so I'm sure he's come back in some form, right? Some animal, some terrier form.
Oh, man, I thought he got off the wheel of karma altogether.
I bet he did. You're right. He just burned it up.
Who knows?
He cleaned his plate.
We're talking to Ben Swan and Frank Schober about animals and this veterans program. So how do people sign up? I mean, they just basically, if you're a veteran, you show evidence that you're a veteran and show up at the animal shelter?
No, no. No, well, yes.
For the shelter, yes. But I think you wanted to talk a little bit about the party on Tuesday.
Oh, Dual Brewery off Rufina Street in Santa Fe is going to have happy hour prices for vets. The veterans, our Military Order of the World Wars is going to provide snacks. They'll be served. We'll have some music. But it's a hangout and a way for vets to know each other, get to know each other. And we don't know how many vets are out there. The VA won't tell us, but we hope to see them all.
So the Dual Brewery is at 1228 Parkway Drive in Santa Fe, and it's a Belgian-style microbrew beer. Is that right? They brew it right there?
Yes, they do. And they also, you know, serve non-alcoholic drinks. It's going to be a good thing, I think. Maybe what we could do is have it every month. No president, vice president, no structure, no taking names. The vets will know right away when they talk to each other who's a vet, who's not.
Right, right. So that's on Tuesday at what time?
7 p.m., or as the military says, at 1900.
1900 right. Hours.
And I'll just have a board of just some available dogs for people to just sort of let them know that what's available at our shelter. We thought bringing dogs would be a little bit hard for people. That would become a dog event instead of a veterans event.
Sounds good. Anything else happening at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter?
Well, I think a lot of people would probably want to know what's going on with Raphael. Raphael's the initiated dog that we got in last Monday from Pewaukee. The dog is doing really well. He's eating, you know, I'm cooking every night for him. Hamburger and chicken and bringing it in, and he's getting his weight back up. He came in at 49 pounds. He's hovering around that right now. He should be about 80 pounds. So people really, it's really struck a chord with a lot of people, this story, just about, you know, what happened to this dog and how it could happen. And we just, for us, it's a learning, you know, obviously we're focusing on getting him well, but we also want people to be aware of all the services we have at the shelter for people who may not have money for food or veterinary services. We have all kinds of programs. We have a pet food bank for people who we call it Paws in the Pantry. It's for people who really need just a stopgap between, you know, bills or monthly payments or something. They can come in and get some dog food, get some cat food, get cat litter for their animals. And we also have veterinary services available, and that our hospital will take in everybody. We'll see everybody, and we'll have a sliding fee schedule, payment plans, anything. We just want to make sure that the animal's healthy, stays healthy, and stays with the family, because that's the most important thing.
Any animals up for adoption that
well,
you want to let us
yes,
know about?
Yes, of course I did. I brought in a couple. This is the two cats. They were relinquished a while back. They are both 13 years old. They've been together for 13 years.
My goodness.
The homeowner...
They're so cute. They're sitting in a little cat bowl bed together.
That's from our Facebook page. I took that last night. These cats are incredible. Their former owner unfortunately lost his house and had to relinquish the cats. And we're hoping that we can find them a home together. And their names are Sarah and Littlefoot. So... anyway, I just consider that a great starter family. If you fill your house up quickly with kittens, and then I have this one for you. This is Toby. Look at that mohawk.
It's like a little terrier mix.
Yeah, he's a terrier mix. He's a great dog.
And he has a tuft of hair that looks like a crown. sticking up right in the center of his.
I thought he'd be a good mix for your family. I don't know.
I've got too many dogs. I mean, I've got enough dogs.
You can never have too many accessories or dogs. That's what I say. That's an AbFab thing. So, no, Toby is a great little dog. He's we call him a Rat Terrier mix, and he's probably about 7 years old. So he's also waiting for a veteran or anybody else to come adopt him. And the two cats, available for anyone as well.
So Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Frank Schober is a retired major general. And once again, veterans will be able to adopt animals, for adult animals for free, and puppies and kittens for 50% off. And I hope that one of these days, those same kinds, it'll be a little harder to do, but those same kinds of privileges will be extended to women who are survivors of rape.
Well, yeah, definitely. And, you know, we also have other programs called the Baby Boomer Program, which is free adoptions for those, I think it's 55 or 60 years and older. They can adopt animals for free as well.
Excellent. Without,
so we have special programs.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is standing by. We're going to take a break.
Back,
thanks
Rob,
for being
Rob,
here.
Back. Thank you, Mary Charlotte.